If you make that little oof noise every time you stand up, yeah, that's your knees talking. Go see Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
From hidden gems to can't-miss classics, it's time to hit the road. This is Best of the Midwest.
Nah, it's the Stephanie Kletch Show is what it is. She's the president and CEO at Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, why aren't you in our opulent studios today?
You know what? I wish I was, but I'm actually in the town of Walworth, which is about 15 minutes from Lake Geneva, where we opened a little dog wash for dogs so they can now get clean. Okay. It was awesome.
No, I'm sure it was, and God bless the dogs, and I'm happy for them, but you're not here because you're at a dog wash place right now? How does that not hurt my feelings?
That doesn't sound right, does it?
Just a little bit. Actually, it's what you should do. You are the great champion of Lake Geneva and Geneva Lake, for that matter. Talk to me about the west end, then, of Lake Geneva. Is that what you want to focus on today?
Yeah, absolutely, because we talk so much about Lake Geneva, and we really call it the Lake Geneva region. And so I'm in Walworth right now, which is a charming town, which is located right next to Fontana on Geneva Lake. And Fontana is the west end of the lake. And they like to say the west end is the best end. But it's got a totally different vibe from Lake Geneva, but equally as wonderful. There's just so many things to do. So here's an example. On Saturday, I will be there. For 40 years, the local Lions Club, they host this lobster boil and steak fry. And it's cold Canadian lobster. It's so delicious. But this event started with, 150 dinners to now it's over 3,000. Just having a party with live music at the park near the lake. And that's kind of the vibe of Fontana. It's classy. It's a little sassy. But there's this community spirit. And a lot of people know Fontana for the Abbey Resort. It's got the largest A-frame in Wisconsin, so it's really recognizable. It's got Avani Spa, which is this 35,000-square-foot full-service spa, massage, facial treatments, salt therapy, infrared rooms. They have a salt room, which I love, restaurants, a marina. It's just a great location, really popular for weddings and special events.
Yeah. I think we used to talk about...
Have you been to Fontana?
I know that we did commercials, I think, for a while for the Abbey Resort and Spa. I remember putting it that way. So this is that location, right? Like you could do a wedding or wedding reception there, right?
Oh, they're huge with weddings. Yeah, inside, outside. They have a special... It's like a glass tent. It is the coolest thing with crystal chandeliers. So great wedding venue.
And then where I think of Lake Geneva as great for shopping, restaurants, bars, it's a buzz. Is this place a little more chill, would you say?
Well, it's a chill vibe, but it also, they know how to party. So downtown Fontana, right across from the lake, you're going to find Chuck's Lakeshore Inn. So Chuck's is both famous and infamous. Let's put it this way. If you want to meet your future husband or wife, Chuck's is a great place to start. There's outdoor dining. You know, it's places, burgers, cheeseburgers, just kind of tavern food. They do great cocktails, but it is a spot where people meet and greet. So you can be outside and soak in the lake life. Have a great meal, great cocktails, but it's a party spot. So Chuck's really livens up Fontana.
What else is in Fontana that would I just go to that side of the lake, to the west end, or do people stay in Lake Geneva and then kind of commute back and forth?
It's definitely both. So, a lot of people just like driving around the entire lake from Lake Geneva to Lynn, to Williams Bay, to Fontana, back to Lynn, to Lake Geneva. But Fontana, you can spend your entire vacation there. Great shopping. So they have everything from a wonderful chocolate shop called Four Brothers. They craft all their confections by hand from family recipes. They have the best triple chocolate malted milk balls you'll ever have. A butter almond toffee, fresh cream truffles. You'll love it. If you like to shop and you like the lake life, Fontana Home is the store for you. It's right across the street from the Abbey. I think it's one of the best shopping stops in the Lake Geneva area. So if you like home furnishings, vintage gift items, amazing art, jewelry by local artists, that's your store.
Okay, and the name of that store is Lake Home Living in Fontana Fog or Frog?
Oh, that one is a different one. So look at, you know your shops in Fontana. The one I was talking about is called Fontana Home.
Got
but
it.
Nearby is another shop. And you mark it because there's this big frog that a lot of people like to stop to get an Instagram picture with called Fontana Sea Frog. And the C stands for community. And it's called Lake Home Living. And so it's a luxury home accessory shop. They've been around for 30 years. And I love going there because they have the coolest chairs I've ever seen. But next to them is the 14-foot high Fontana Sea Frog. And you just, every time I'm there, they dress them up for any holiday, whether it's the 4th of July or Christmas. And if you're in Fontana, you've got to have a picture with Fontana Sea Frog.
So Williams Bay is a town. Fontana is a town. Did you mention Lynn as well?
Yes. And so Lynn is a little more under the radar, but just gorgeous. And they're probably best known for the Geneva Inn, which is this gorgeous inn that has 37 rooms. So it's truly a boutique hotel. The most spectacular views of Geneva Lake. In fact, many folks who have been to Italy tell me that when you're on the top floor and you're, you know, on your balcony overlooking the lake, it has a Lake Como, Italy feel. And it really does. It's very classy, but they have this casual restaurant with the best view on Geneva Lake, minus maybe Pier 290, but it's a different kind of view. You're sitting up high at the Geneva Inn, and it's a Wisconsin-forward menu with a Wisconsin cheese charcuterie board, walleye, rainbow trout, fish fries, a s'mores pot creme brulee, a Wisconsin root beer float bread pudding. So it is the coolest restaurant, yet a casual vibe, but the inn itself has just got an elegance to it. But, of course, it's a Lake Geneva region, so come as you are, no need to dress up.
Geneva Inn and Oak and Ore, are those, is that one place or two places?
It's all at the Geneva Inn. Oak and Ore is actually inside the inn itself.
Got it. And this is Lynn, and that's spelled with an I, right? Lynn?
Yes. Yep.
Got it. So really all of the things that you might know Lake Geneva for, you can still go do. You and I have talked about the magic show or Yerkes Observatory or some of the things that are in the bigger city, but you can still enjoy all of those things or enjoy the West End as well. I think people think of Lake Geneva as Lake Geneva, but the West End of the lake sounds like maybe something we may have missed in past trips.
You know what? We are going to get you there for your next trip here because it really does have a different vibe, but it's wonderful. Huh. Lake Geneva and Fontana, in one sense, couldn't be more different. They share the lake.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have great lakeside restaurants and boat rentals and things like that, but two very different vibes. Huh. And it's a little more chill on the West End.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, appealing to people, too. I mean, the hustle and bustle in one and the maybe more chill vibe, although classy. And it sounds like if you were single and you had an outfit you really liked, this would be the place to take it.
You know what? Last time, I'm not kidding, I was sitting at Chuck's,
yeah,
where if you are single, go there. And a guy pulled up in a Ferrari. But he was so Wisconsin, he got out in his dirty old jeans and a plaid buffalo plaid shirt. I'm like, that's Chuck's right there. That is the epitome of Chuck's.
Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. This is our Best of the Midwest, and today we explored the West End. If you just joined this conversation late, we'll post it as a podcast at WGNradio.com on the John Williams page right after the show. Stephanie, you always make it sound so fun and inviting. It's good to talk to you, and my best to everybody at the dog wash.
Thank you so much.
That's Stephanie Klett.